We're learning more as we go about the identities of the attackers in Paris on Friday. Our counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston, is in our studios. Dina, good morning.
Good morning.
And what are you learning about the attackers?
Well, we're learning more about the possible mastermind. His name is Abdelhamid Aboud. Mm-hmm. He's currently in Syria, and this is all just coming in now to confirm, but it appears that the U.S. had picked up some chatter that talked about a possible attack in France back in September and passed that along to French authorities. Hmm. And he may be related to that actual chatter that they picked up.
Okay, Abdelhamid Aboud, a person who's been identified in Syria, identified as the possible mastermind of this. You told us earlier there is at least one Syrian identified among the attackers who came as a migrant and then joined in with people who are already in Paris. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I should be clear that Aboud is actually a Belgian who is currently in Syria. So the question is whether he was the mastermind or whether he actually ordered the attack. Again, this is a little bit unclear as it's coming in, but again, this is another one of those threads that leads authorities to believe that ISIS is intricately involved in this.
Okay, thanks very much. Now, we've been talking with an analyst who sees Friday's attacks in Paris as part of a larger move by ISIS. The analyst is Will McCants. He wrote a book called The ISIS Apocalypse, and he's connecting the Paris attacks with other recent incidents. ISIS was seen as a regional force. Then came the downing of a Russian jetliner in which ISIS is suspected. ISIS claimed responsibility for bombings in Lebanon, and now Paris.
This may represent a big shift in its strategy. At the very least, we can see that people affiliated with ISIS are able to carry out high-profile, highly sophisticated attacks that grab media attention and generate fear, and there are probably more people waiting to do the same in the wings.
McCants wonders if ISIS is trying to lure Western nations into a deeper involvement in Syria's war.